So she's got me on the balcony again. And this is back in fucking 1997. And I moved into this attic and I had just broken my ankle. And when I moved up there, I just didn't have carpet. And enough. Enough space to walk back and forth. And I really like being here. It's been a long stretch, and years accumulate, and think about is the river. And I'm in this kind of like vintage paradise, you know. It's very textural, fuzzy. Things are in place. It's all like say quaint. Fucking things I would call quaint. Drums. Lighter. Seconds. trying to think of when I was out in Madison on the lake. Frozen. I feel so silly with this blanket on. Yes, you can still smoke tobacco in the past. It's just real. And I can only speculate about the past. It's not as if I have some clear memory. I do. Yeah. It's not like some grandiose thing where it's like, oh, we've lived 1,000 eternities together. I keep hoping that I am her split and not, I feel so lost and naive. And where this is, it's like 20 years of this. And I've been on old, you know, stony terra firma. And you know, I draw the things, I write the things. Snowflakes, or the radial glint of eyelashes on the street lamp, a little squint. I just want to get back into my rhythm and take photographs and write. Over and over again, I am being a little dandelion, floating with my, wanted you, needed me. I just hope you're alive. Older and tougher and stronger than you. For what that's worth, I can't go on making up paradigms for, you know, dead old tree frogs. There's just no more of it to be had. There's so little time.